This episode is brought to you by Happy Mammoth. Listen, over the last weekend, I went to a family reunion, and unfortunately, that fell on that particular time of the month that all of the women know what I'm talking about. So I had an attitude. I wanted to eat everything, and I was in the South, which means I wanted to eat everything that was terrible for me. And overall, I just wasn't feeling it. I had a great time, just wasn't feeling like myself. Now it's easier to manage PMS with estrogen control. Happy Mammoth, the company that created Hormone Harmony, is dedicated to making women's lives easier. And that means using only science-backed ingredients that have been proven to work for women. They make no compromise when it comes to quality, and it shows. Hormone Harmony contains science-backed herbal extracts called adaptogens. Now, here's the beauty about adaptogens. They help the body adapt to any stressors, like chaotic hormonal changes that happen naturally throughout a woman's life. For a limited time, you can get 15% off your entire first order at happymammoth.com. Just use the show code BLESSED at checkout. That's happymammoth.com and use the code BLESSED for 15% off today. This episode is brought to you by Delta Airlines. I recently flew Delta, I want to say about a week ago now, and I was coming back home from being in Atlanta for a speaking engagement, and Delta just gave me such a wonderful experience. And it really was the icing on the cake of just such an amazing weekend that I had. Some of the things that I loved particularly about my Delta airline experience was, first, the amazing customer service. Everyone there was so kind, so welcoming, so present, so attentive. And a small thing but was big to me was just something simple as having headphones so that I can enjoy more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. I mean, my flight wasn't that long, but I got to catch up on a movie, some shows, just things I don't have time to do usually at home. I was able to enjoy that in the air. Delta also offers fast, free Delta Sync Wi-Fi, and it's available for SkyMiles members. Being able to access the Wi-Fi, I was able to order some groceries and just get a head start on my week. It was a great end to my experience and ushered me right back in to being home. So even if you're not home yet, Delta Airlines helps you feel a little bit like it. Delta Airlines believes that you should feel at home, even if you're 30,000 feet above it. Learn more at delta.com. Hey guys, I want to tell you about this new podcast called Good Words with Kurt Franklin. Good Words with Kurt Franklin welcomes people from every cross-section of life seeking inspiration and empowerment. Through intimate conversations exploring faith, redemption, and the realities of today's world, Kirk invites us to see ourselves in the shared moments between him and his guests. This show provides a fun and energetic outlet to lift people up and share trials and tribulations that guests have overcome along the way. Guests include Chance the Rapper, Pharrell, Her, Kelly Rowland, Glennon Doyle, and more. New episodes every Tuesday starting February 9th. Listen and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts. Check out this trailer.
You one of my favorite people on planet Earth.
Don't make a thug cry. Don't make a thug cry.
For real, dog.
Come on.
I can miss a whole lot of people. You ain't one of them.
Wow.
No.
Wow.
They can take a lot of people off this earth right here. I don't lose no sleep. I ain't going to the funeral. They ask me to say nothing. I ain't sitting there. I ain't putting no flowers. They can't call me and tell me Dirty Kirk miss. I ain't going to understand that.
What's up, beautiful people? My name is Kirk Franklin, and you might know me from the world of gospel music. Y'all, I want to tell you about a journey I'm taking in the world of podcasting and some of the amazing people I've been blessed to talk with along the way. The show is called Good Words with Kirk Franklin, and the season one guest list is fire. We have Kelly Rowland.
How are you? I'm so happy to be talking to you. You have no idea.
Grammy Award winner, Her.
Hello.
NBA superstar, Chris Paul.
Yo, yo, yo. Thanks so much for having me.
Glennon Doyle.
Oh, Kirk, thank you for having me. Thank you for trusting me with this sacred space of yours. I'm really, really grateful to be here.
And Steve Harvey, just to drop a few names, y'all. I've had some wonderfully intimate conversations with true icons and have witnessed some major wisdom unfold.
I don't know about you, Kirk, but when I was growing up, you know, if you gave me $1 million, I thought everybody was good.
Yeah.
The whole hood, everybody.
Yeah.
Everybody gonna be good.
Yes, yes.
You know, but it's stuff that we have to stop making taboo. No, nobody talks about money.
Nobody.
You know?
Nobody.
Nobody talks about the trauma and all the stuff that, you know, you face as a young man or woman.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And Chris, and they don't talk enough about survivor's remorse. Like you probably, maybe, did you ever go through some guilt? Like, man, I feel.
What?
Yeah. It's like, you feel bad.
People will make you feel guilty.
Yes.
And make you feel bad real quick for being somewhat successful. And so that's the hardest part too. That's the hardest part. And so you're dealing with all that. You're managing this. Nobody in my family had ever seen this type of money.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
And so, you know, it gets tough when family members or this person, you know, you're still a kid. And I think that's the biggest thing that I learned as a 19-year-old millionaire, right? I think everyone always thinks whoever is the breadwinner is the leader of the family, right? But that's not the case.
Mm.
Just because I made it to the NBA, my dad's still the head of the family.
Amen. How did your mom and dad feel at the Grammy Awards?
Oh, my gosh.
When they called your name.
They both cried.
I want to know about that moment.
They both cried. They were bawling.
How did it feel to see your daddy cry?
Oh, he's always crying. You know, but that's how proud.
Don't do him like that, Mr. in front of everybody.
Honestly, it's a compliment because that's how proud he is of me.
Wow.
That's how proud and that's how much he wants me to be happy and see me doing exactly what I love and live out my dream. So honestly, it's a compliment, but they couldn't believe it. And I just had to remind them, like, everything that you did for me led me to this point. So thank you.
Do you remember your speech?
Yes, I was. You don't want to know what's funny? Since I was a little girl, I have practiced a Grammy speech. I'm like, one day I will be in bed, not able to sleep. And I'll be like, I'm going to say this. And this is, it's going to be epic. And it's going to be so thought provoking. And it's going to feel like this. I got up there and I was like, it's not even an album. I got up there and I didn't know what to say. Yes.
That's what you said.
I was like, it's not even an album.
I became sober the day after I found out I was pregnant. So I was 26. I had been lost to addiction for 16 years. And I found myself sitting on a bathroom floor holding a positive pregnancy test. And I mean, Kirk, there could have been no worse candidate for motherhood on the earth.
Like, wow.
I was so sick. I had burned every bridge in my life.
Wow.
I had nothing. And still something about, I remember looking at that test and thinking, this is an invitation. This is from God. This is.
Wow.
And I just remember being so grateful that God had such low expectations for people, you know, that God would look at me on the bathroom floor and choose one of the lowest moments in my life to offer me the most beautiful gift I've ever had. I have always believed in the God of the bathroom floor.
See, so when you're going through them dark moments, all it is a test of your faith.
Preach.
Do you really believe I can bring you through anything but set through this? But here the fact though, Kirk, your track record for surviving funky days is 100%.
Too far from where I started from. Nobody told me the road would be easy, and I don't believe he's brought me this far to leave.
You know I put it in your key on purpose. You know I put it in your key on purpose.
I love you for that too.
No, no. I'm so honored that my guests have shared themselves so openly with me. And I can't wait for you to hear from these titans. Brothers and sisters, subscribe to Good Words with Kirk Franklin on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Let's go. Yeah.